authors out there? Are we in this world of social media? Are people getting back into books?
I think they are, because I get a lot of book sales, and I offer Kindle and audiobooks as well, but they're like, no, I need to feel the pages. So I'm like, okay, if you like it, I love it.
I mentioned Ambridge Ties, and you have a dark comedy mystery series, and my wife is a huge fan of your book, so she's excited to be listening now, too. But the latest, How to Kill Your Stalker and Get Away with It. Talk about this book.
Yeah, so it's part of a four-book dark comedy mystery series. So we're taking lives, but in a kind of fun way. It starts with how to kill your neighbors, how to kill your coworkers, then how to kill your readers, and then how to kill your stalker.
All right.
And the whole series is set in and around Ambridge, with many scenes taking place in local businesses like Cafe Nero, Fight or Flight Performance Training, and Bella's Wishes. And the whole series gives like a dark humor of Desperate Housewives meets the dark inner monologue type thoughts of Netflix's You.
Ooh, you mentioned Cafe Nero. You're going to be doing a free book signing there this upcoming Sunday from noon to 3. And they're going to have a curated menu, right, of some of the relating to things in your books.
Yeah, it'll have several series-themed goodies like Linda's Bloody Berry Lemonade. She doesn't really drink bloody lemonade, but, you know, we're taking lives, so it's got to be interesting. And there is a cheesecake that in the book I had, well, I didn't have her make. She took it upon herself to make this in the book for me. Dead Velvet Cheesecake and Cupcake.
Oh.
So that should be fun.
Not Red Velvet, Dead Velvet. I like that. I like that. Well, you mentioned dark comedy and also kind of crime series, murder mystery. And the one about how to kill your neighbors. I guess maybe kill is a strong word, but we've all had neighbors we wanted to kind of strangle a little bit. It's just a little bit, right? Was that an inspiration? Was it something to do with some neighbors you had that kind of got you down this path?
What, should I be saying this on air?
Well, don't mention names.
So all of my books are based on reality on some level, the coworkers especially. You know how one day you have like amazing neighbors and then they just leave for whatever reason.
Yes.
And then like you get horrible neighbors, like you said. So had all my neighbors simply stayed put, this entire series would have never happened.
Well, we get to vicariously live through you and talking about that. And then how to kill your coworkers. And I know some of my coworkers are listening right now, so I'll behave on this one. But is it something where every once in a while, in our darkest recesses of our minds, we're kind of thinking about?
I mean, a lot of times it's not even in the darkest recesses. It's right there at the forefront. Like, wow, this person needs to go down a flight of steps. That's horrible. But, you know, you always have that person that you work with that thinks they're your boss. They're not your boss. Like, can you sit down somewhere and just do your job and let me do mine?
And How to Kill Your Stalker is the most recent book. So now it's taking a turn. If someone's stalking you, but you're finding a way to get the upper hand, I guess.
Well, kind of, because How to Kill Your Readers comes next.
Oh.
And so everything that transpires in that book, which, plot twist, everyone thinks it's just the main character doing all the damage, but there are others now with the main character doing some damage. So all the things that happen in that book end up with, boom, How to Kill Your Stalker, because obviously something went wrong in How to Kill Your Readers.
Now, do some of your readers read this and think, wait, is she talking about me? Did I inspire that character?
So, fun fact, I actually do use my real-life readers, ones that I know are going to read the book, so they're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's me. Am I going to live? And so a lot of them get really excited to see their names in books. And they do understand that since we write thrillers and mysteries, you very well may not make it out alive. It's like a 70-30 split.
Well, it is a blend of mystery, suspense, and laugh-out-loud dark humor. You mentioned Ambridge. So am I going to see landmarks in your book? Are you going to be talking about Merchant Street? Are you going to be talking about specific businesses or street corners?
Yeah, like I said earlier, Cafe Nero is in a scene. Fight or Flight Performance Training is in a scene. Bella's Wishes. Actually, all of my books are set around Pittsburgh. So even in like the Stolen Pieces series, it's all downtown Pittsburgh, and you so many landmarks. So I think that's part of the appeal of my books for locals, is you've been to these places where all these murders are just taking place.
My wife read all your books so far, and I guess there's in one of the previous ones something happened on the Duquesne Incline or one of the Pittsburgh inclines, and she said she hasn't thought about the incline quite the same ever since.
Good. Yep, that was Stolen Pieces Part 1, and you will find yourself looking around these locations like, can someone really leave a body part here? Yeah, actually they can. We scouted all the locations to find out where the cameras were and logistically how can we get around this. So
we're talking to J.R. Mason, local author, award-winning author. Talk about that.
I don't know what happened or how it happened, but I've been nominated for several awards, and some of them I didn't win, but some of them I did, which was very exciting. Best psychological crime thriller, best mystery, best audiobook. That was fun because I perform my own audiobooks.
So, oh. What's that experience like to do an audiobook where you're actually reading what you wrote? Did you find you're using your very same voice, or do you put on a kind of a different voice to do that?
No, I soften it up a bit so it sounds more palatable on the mic, and I do a full performance, so it's not just reading the book. There's sound effects, there's music. We've turned it into an entire, it sounds like you're watching television, like an episode of, you know, Criminal Minds or something. So there's suspense built and tension building. And then other authors called and said, hey, can you do mine too? So I'm up to about 25 audiobooks that I've performed for people in the past, 2 years?
Oh, that's awesome. Now, to talk about your writing experience, I'm trying to remember, your mom, an author too, right? Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. One of the first stories I did when I worked at the Beaver County Times and I took over the entertainment beat, she had just written a bunch of novels. I remember she was living in like Chambersburg or someplace, and I interviewed her very early on.
And who is this?
I thought it was Felicia Mason. Is that right? Roughly, what's her name? Well, you would know her name. She's your mom. What's her name?
My mom?
Yeah.
No.
There was another Mason I thought that was an author. Maybe I'm confusing that one. But your history as an author, when did you get into it? Was it something you knew in school when you're studying English or literature and that kind of thing? Were you thinking, oh, I could do this, or maybe I should give it a try?
I actually never wanted to do this.
Ah.
I say that and people don't believe me because the books came out so well. But I did write very well in school, but that's not where I ever thought my path was leading me. But I started writing during COVID. I got furloughed from my job, and everyone was like, you need to write the book. You need to write this book about your dating life. Your dating life is so funny. It's so tragic. This needs to be published somewhere. So that's how it all started.
There was a male character in one of those books that a lot of women were curious about where he ended up. It began with an R. What was his first name?
His name was actually Diego.
Diego, that's it. Did Diego read the book where he's in, and did he have any thoughts?
He wanted to read the books. he did buy one. I don't know if he finished. I don't think he finished it.
But, yeah. Okay. Author J.R. Mason talking about her latest series, bringing murder and mayhem back to Ambridge, as you're saying, with How to Kill Your Stalker and Get Away with It. So you're doing a book signing this Sunday. What is that experience like? You know, you have some people who have read the book, maybe some are just going to buy it there. You know, what's it like to actually meet readers and interact?
So I've only ever done one of these before, and that was actually at Bella's Wishes for How to Kill Your Neighbors. And I had so much anxiety. I was like, nobody's going to come. I was like, I was a wreck. I didn't even want to do it. They were like, it's going to be fine. We're going to do it. And I'm like, I don't want to. And so we showed up, and it was crazy. It was like a line out the door. It was nuts. I was not expecting that. All and I thought they would just come for the one book, but people were leaving with all of the books from the series, like different books. So we actually had to go to the trunk of the car and bring more books in. It was wild, but I love interacting with readers and talking about the books because they always are like, I couldn't figure out who did it, and I thought it was this person. So I like to hear all their hypotheses.
Well, you're gonna have a big turnout for this one upcoming Sunday, noon to three at Cafe Nero, because you're gonna have special beverages and food inspired by some of the things in the book. So get ready to be going back out to your trunk to grab some more books.
Yeah, I hope they show up. I hope.
I know I've seen you at some events as well selling books. I remember Jambridge a couple years ago. And are you part of that new Brighton, the Wine and Book Walk?
Yes, actually. I will be there tomorrow. I'm packing up as we speak, and I took a break to talk to you.
I'm going to be there, too. I definitely got to come up and say hi to you. So where will you be? What part of the street on New Brighton? Do you know where you'll be located? Or?
No, I'm not sure yet. I don't think she sent the map yet.
Okay.
Well, but I heard it's much bigger this year, and they shut down the road and everything, so it should be exciting.
Monometti's involved with that, so you know it's going to be a party everyone's talking about, so looking forward to that. So JR, the actual getting the book into the public's hands, you can do book signings, that's one thing, of course, but talk about the online, you know, with Amazon and those kind of retailers. What's that like for an author? How do you just reach out to Amazon, send them an email, hey, I got a book, get it out there? Well, there has to be a multi-step process.
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks it's so quick and so easy. I don't think people realize how long and arduous and expensive it all is in the grand scheme of things. But with Amazon, they have a platform where you can just go to publish your book. You have to have everything already ready, of course. Like, you have to handle the editing through an outside editor and cover art and everything. It has to be specific, has to fit exactly. If it's even 0.002 off, you're not getting in, Jack. I published through Amazon and through Audible directly with my audiobooks. But it's kind of gross over there. They're not the nicest to authors.
Oh. Do you work with any of the Beaver County libraries or any of your books on the shelves there?
I think a couple of them have some of my books, but I don't know exactly which books they have and which libraries.
Well, the word is the downtown Beaver is getting a bookstore. They've got a couple, I guess. Cord and Iron, the gift shop there, has added a book section, but there's supposedly another bookshop opening right across the street. I've always thought that's something Beaver County needs, some bookstores.
Oh, I agree. I was actually at Cord and Iron a few weeks ago doing a meet and greet, so that was fun. And she said she's going to get some of my books to put on her shelf once they move. So that's exciting.
Nice. Well, you mentioned them a few minutes ago. It's an arduous task. It's tough. Writing, not an easy thing, but you do it. You're compelled to do it. What drives you to write books?
The readers, I fear. I'm in fear for my life because so often I'll end the book and they're like, what happened next? I'm like, what do you mean what happened next? I feel like I ended this book appropriately and tied everything up. And they're like, no. You wrapped it up, and now we need it's a new gift. Like, we need the next part. And I'm just like, this is crazy. So it was literally demand from the writers and threats from my fellow pen sisters who also write thrillers and mysteries. They're like, no, you need to go sit down somewhere and write the rest of this series.
They're like, well, we'll let you know when you're done. We'll let you know.
That part. And they're out here telling people that this is a 10-book series. And I'm like, this is not a 10-book series. We are done.
Well, for aspiring writers, are there writer's workshops? Are there times where different writers get together and you kind of read each other's work, or you just kind of tell stories, commiserate? Is there a network of Beaver County area writers?
If there is, I am not in it, but I would like to be.
They used to have that, Val Berkus would have that book fair in Beaver and Bridgewater in September. What was that called? The Book Fest or something like that. I don't know if that's...
Oh, are you talking about the Library Con?
Oh, that's another one, too. Yeah, it's CCBC. Yeah. Are you part of that?
Yeah, I did that last year, and I signed up again this year, so we'll see what happens. But I'm actually, a week after that, going to be at it's called the License to Thrill Literary Event, and it's going on in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out my inventory to make sure I have enough for Library Con, and then turn around a week later and be able to go to this event in Nashville. And it's all authors, indie thriller authors. So it's going to be very exciting.
So people buying books of yours in Nashville will be reading about characters and places in Ambridge and Pittsburgh. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, JR, when you're not writing, what else does JR Mason do? How do you unwind when you're not putting pen to paper?
So the problem is these people have got me so booked up with audiobooks. I'm booked through almost November with other people's audiobooks. So I don't really even get as much time to myself as I would like, but I do enjoy a good cigar by the fire on my porch. I love playing my trumpet, kayaking, and playing tennis. I really enjoy playing tennis and boxing. I box in Fight or Flight performance training.
Oh, it's covering a lot of ground there. I like that. Now, how does
I'm unaliving all these people, so I have to be ready.
Exactly. Well, is there an easy way to follow your career, your adventures? Do you have a website? Do you have social media? How do people keep up with what J.R. Mason's working on?
Most of them just follow me on social media, author J.R. Mason or J.R. Mason on Facebook. But I'm the most insane and active on Instagram and TikTok.
I've enjoyed your TikTok. I've blushed at some of the things you posted, but I've laughed at the same time. So it's very entertaining.
And I do a website that links out from there.
And what is that website?
Oh, it's jnacreative.com, but it's easier to just link it.
Okay. And it's J period R period Mason, M-A-S-O-N. Well, all right, what else do you want people to know? Your latest novel, How to Kill Your Stalker and Get Away With It, your fourth installment in your How to Kill series. It's coming out. You're doing a book signing Sunday, Cafe Nero, noon to 3. What else do you want to tell people?
I think that's pretty much it. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who's supported me in this crazy journey that was never even supposed to happen. I'm still confused.
Now I have to write a book because I know the perfect person to do the audiobook for me. So let me get to work.
Absolutely. Get on it.
All right. JR, I really enjoyed talking to you. And I guess I'll see you tomorrow in New Brighton at the book and wine event, the fundraiser for New Brighton Libraries.
All righty. I'll save you a book.
All right. Please do. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. How about that? We're celebrating the printed word today. I am here for that. Stay right there. NASCAR Hot Pass News. Weather, sports, and a song or two all headed your way. We also got Ashley Marina, one of the performers at Beaver County Boom on the Bridge Saturday. She'll be here in about 15 minutes or so. Stay tuned. Remember way back when you were young and the bus ride to and from school set the tone for what made your day special? School buses and vans have had a special place in the Fry family for three generations. At Fry Transportation, the student transportation industry is embraced as a tradition, privilege, and lifestyle. From the morning laughs on the way to school to